Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies Album Review.
Yes, Sirski.
It's your boy Deadly. I got my host Ray with me. We gonna get into this Lucky album, Sex, Money, Drugs. What we on today? All right, we gotta get into this album, bro. This album was dope. I really fuck with this album. He's from Chicago. He came up around the same time when all the drill stuff was coming up, but he was alternative to drill music. He's been perfecting his craft for a while. Had some projects that we've been messing with recently. I really messed with the intro tracks to this project. It let me know what kind of mind space I needed to be in. I had to get my 07 Lil Wayne on, pop the seal real
We
quick.
do not promote sipping, but it slapped. This album pretty much is another one of Lucky's projects where he's going through his emotional turmoil. He let a good girl go, or he messed up, or she messed up, and he found out about it. But this one was a little different, with the aesthetic and everything. Lucky's really finding his niche. He's been really popping up recently, and I love to see it because out of all the trap rappers, I feel like he does it in his own little way. Even though he mumbles and obviously he's influenced by Future and all these other people, he shows loves to his influences, Chief Keef and stuff. He pays homage in a dope way, and I think that he's original. He plays into his role really well in the
Yeah,
rap game.
he's really good at filling up the atmosphere of the track, having the producer build it up for him, and then, fill in the space. I think he's really good at that. Just talking about whatever the fuck he wants to talk about, right? It just goes. I love when a rapper can do that. Doesn't matter what they're saying. I'm just nodding my head along. These two opening tracks were so fire. No Bap, the opening single. I thought it was even better in the project as a whole. It wasn't like my favorite track when it first came out, but I love when a track gets seamlessly into a project and it's that much better, right? I thought he did a really good job with that one.
That one, Toonski, even the references he was making, to I'm with a city girl, so I'm like Lil Uzi Vert. He keeps the references relevant. I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, like I understand everything he's saying. He'll catch you with a bar every once in a while. It's like, okay, that was smooth. Lucky's not a bad rapper. Now, does
No.
he mumble and does he just like, sometimes just mess around a lot? I feel like he's a really playful dude, even though he's sad. And sometimes that sadness is funny. And I think that's why his fan base likes to mess with him a little bit. Fan base has started to grow, because he really had a core fan base and it's just grown naturally. And I think that's why this album has sold decently too, for someone who's not really like getting a lot of radio play and stuff. He's found a way to connect with people, push his music through the music. He doesn't do a lot of gimmicks, a lot of like memes. You don't see videos of him talking shit and stuff. I've seen him pop up on Twitch streams with Bruce and stuff. That makes sense for him because Bruce has been a fan of his and stuff. He doesn't really seem to associate with people just get clout.
He's living that high life, man, the entire time, right? He just bought somebody his daughter, bro. All his bitches is super ski, bro. He's very unique. Even if you think that his topic matter might have room for improvement, I think that all the other aspects that he does as an artist make up for that. Just attributes to the general vibe. The producing on this album is nuts. It's out of this world, bro. He really got the fucking dream team of producers to come on here, bro. My mind was being blown half the time.
Speaking of Super Ski, I love that he says emo but duck in a fed case. That fit perfectly because that perfectly describes his music. He's not talking about like hardcore trapping or nothing. He mentions being around it. He's ducking, he's driving around, but he's also thinking about Alexis or someone like that, you know what I'm saying? Like while he's doing it, because he's out here living a life, sex, money, and drugs. But at the end of the day, kind of wishes it would just kind of slow down. But he's also happy doing it as well. There's that
Of course.
dichotomy. That's when he's at his best, when he's sticking to that, when he's not reaching. Sometimes his singing or crooning is cool, but I'm not a big fan of his singing. He didn't do that too much on this project either. He kept it
No,
mainly
it was
rap.
mostly rapping. I really fuck with he's like always in pain, but is always having fun at the same time. It's great to see, man. There's other people like us, man.
I knew you were gonna like this one and flawless like me, because he's heavily influenced by Future. I know
Oh,
you're gonna
yeah.
probably get into that with Baby Pluto, right? It was
Yep.
dope to see him get Future on Flawless Like Me because he even said like that's his favorite rapper, I think, at one point. And that's why he showed off on that track. And with this is better to me because it was more of a consistent vibe. The only Future
Yeah.
on there was Beast, who fits perfectly on the whole world
So
slap.
seamless.
Yeah, seamlessly. And I feel like this was like a really good Lucky project. I was surprised, people really like Freewave, some of the other projects he's dropped, but this is one of the better Lucky projects.
Talking about him being influenced by Future, right? There's just something about somebody who just comes on the track, talks about their mind state, whether you think it's lyrical or do you think it's real rap, just coming on talking about his mind state, talking about pain. He's funny, right? So it's interesting, right? It's not like I'm trying to bring down the mood of the room type music. It's like, I'm just telling my perspective, man. You're going to hear it how you're going to hear it. Future exudes that as a rapper, and so does Lucky in Reflection, right? Where he'll just be talking about bullshit. Like, I literally do not relate to anything that Future talks about.
You don't relate to anything, Deadly? You trying to act like that now? All right, yeah.
Listen, man, the emotional stuff, yeah, you can relate to. But I'm saying, like, there's a lot of stuff that I don't relate to with Future, and I can still find his perspective interesting. I find Lucky's perspective interesting. He's not talking about anything that is particularly, like, riveting. Like, I don't care that this man is on his 8-pint of lean, but the way he says it, bro, that's what's cool. That's what's the shit. The way that the beat's slapping on here, bro. 2021 vibes, bro. That's like one of my summer.
That's a hit. Anthems, hey, right? It's the biggest track on here, and it should be. If this was another rap, like Lil Baby or something like that, that'd be everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I feel like Lucky's in that lane where once he keeps generating this core fan base and they keep spreading the music like they have been, everyone's going to catch on. The whole world slap, everyone's going to be fucking with Lucky. Just like the whole world was fucking with that slash shit. Because he's perfectly in that lane. It's just he has to find a way to get maybe the radio or certain other people to support him fully. It's gonna happen. It should happen.
He understands how to move on the internet. Like, even just like the memes and stuff that he's in, they're funny, bro. Because it's his community, like, generally liking his personality, doing stuff around that. Shit like that is just like so genuine, wholesome, fun. Whether the music is genuine, wholesome or not, it is a really fun community to be a part of. His music is popping, it's bubbly.
Him being from Chicago, I think that's why he has his own vibe. I feel like when Chicago rappers, they aren't drill rappers and they build a fan base, they find their niche and they know how to create a lane and like spread that lane. Also find other artists that connect with them even if they're different. You know what I'm saying? Because Lucky, he's been putting out projects like this for years. And now that everyone's catching on, he's found a way to not come off corny and be from Chicago and do something else than drill. Because his trap's not really aggressive.
It's definitely got a lot of influence from Atlanta, for sure. Mm-hmm.
That too, yeah.
If you like Atlanta trap music, you can expect to like this album because he does it very well. It just seems like he has all the right tools to succeed in that lane because he's himself, genuinely. He's not trying to be somebody. He's not trying to impress people with the technicality of like how he's rapping and shit, you know? I feel like people get too absorbed into that and don't actually understand. An artist just telling their perspective as pure as they can is one of the most valuable things that you can look for in an artist. And I think Lucky is pretty much the epitome of that.
He's saying he wouldn't talk about much. If you listen to what's For the Better, the old stuff he got, For the Better and More Than Ever, he talk about something. Some of these tracks over here, he talk about something. You just got listen.
I love this album. This album's great. It's only 32 minutes, so, you know, it doesn't overstay its welcome. Pretty much everything he did on here worked. I don't really think that there was a miss on here. Felt like there was a lack of highlights almost because, like, most of it was a highlight. Flowed really well, but, like, if I were to pick, like, I'd be like, No Bad, 2021 Vibes, New York. Those are my top three. He's just dropped that album, Ganger. That album and this album give me a lot of similar vibes. Where makes perfect sense that he's on this album. That one feature, bro. That's a crazy combo. This man pulling out Chico's, bro. Did you have a top three that you picked?
No Bad, Whole World, Slat, New York.
New York was crazy. Some of the flowbacks he was getting into on this were elite, bro. That is something that's going to elevate you on artist list immediately. If you're flowing like this, if you can flow like he did on New York, bro, like, you're going to be up there, bro. I promise you that.
Lucky has shown that he could actually flow and rap sometimes. I think he just chooses to do this for a style and like a whole aesthetic, especially once he realized like that whole pre-wave, that whole style was catching on. The whole image he was putting on was working. He stuck with it and it's worked for him. And he should continue to, because even this project, he's finding a new way to keep it fresh.
Yeah, I agree. The 32 minutes, I think, you know, however he figured that out, that 32 minutes was the shit, man. Keep going the KSG route, bro. We need 30-minute albums every single time. That's the wave, bro. If you can hit on a 30-minute album all the way through, bro, you are cooking something crazy. With that being said, thank y'all so much for checking out this video. Y'all know that we love doing this for y'all, so make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, hit that notification bell, follow us on everything at The Hip Hop Babies. That's where you'll find us. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Discord, all that. Make sure you check out this project, man. Sex, Money, Drugs, man. Don't play it around your mom. With that being said, peace.
Peace.